Well, the Earth has been around for approximately 6,000 years, maybe closer to 7. You know, this is based on the biblical account and lineages described from Genesis to now. So, I mean, of course, evolutionists, they try to say that it's millions and billions of years ago and stuff. And when you look at the genealogies in Scripture, it actually matches up to where we are today. It actually takes, I would say, it takes more faith to believe the universe spontaneously appeared out of nowhere from some kind of big bang, and then we evolved over billions of years into what we are today from just, you know, slight little changes and a whole bunch of death happening along the way and stuff, than what the Bible says about God created the world in 7 days. Mm-hmm. You know, well, 6 days, and then rest on the seventh, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I prefer to believe what the Bible says.
That's kind of good.
It is kind of good, yeah. I don't believe in the whole macro evolution where it's the whole Big Bang and, you know, that kind of stuff. Microevolution is different. You know, that's where we're talking about, like, just little slight changes within a species. You know, mm-hmm. a cat's still a cat, a dog is still a dog, you know, but we have, like, different varieties of dogs and different varieties of cats. But I'm not a big proponent at all of things like, well, you know, this fish eventually became a human. It's like, no, there is no in between, you know, between like a fish and then...
Hey, let me tell you, I know a few snakes, okay?
Yeah.
That's so funny. You know what's interesting, though? As you're talking about this whole evolution creation conversation, I feel like it was a lot bigger of a discussion like years ago. Even like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
As it is... I don't really hear this conversation come up very often.
No, it doesn't. Surprisingly, anymore. It doesn't come up much anymore, which is, I'm not sure why exactly.
Yeah.
Because we do have creation researchers out there, you know, John Mackay, all these different researchers who are out there now that are going around to schools telling everyone, this is how the world began. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to believe the lie of evolution.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Maybe sometime in the future we'll even, who knows? Maybe we'll have a show dedicated to really diving into some of those misconceptions or those big questions surrounding that topic. You never know.